Egypt, about 400 people gathered near the El Fatah Mosque in Cairo to protest the ongoing Israeli attacks in Gaza and to get the Egyptian government to open the border between Gaza and Egypt. One demonstrator said Egypt should open its borders to help its Palestinian brothers, the injured and the sick. He says he cannot watch television reports of the violence and remain calm. He has to remain anonymous to protect himself from possible Egyptian government reprisal. Security officials say Egyptian police arrested at least 40 members from the opposition Muslim Brotherhood as they prepared for demonstrations against Israel's actions in Gaza. So far, more than 400 Palestinians have been killed in the assault, which Israel launched in response to a series of rocket attacks by Hamas militants in Gaza. The demonstrations in Cairo are just one of the many protests in the Muslim world, from the Philippines to Jordan. But in Cairo, the government moved in quickly to restrict the demonstrations. Fights erupted between police and protesters, but the security forces quickly prevailed. Officers in civilian clothing loaded protesters onto large police trucks and hauled them away. Police also prevented demonstrations near Cairo's historic Al-Azhar Mosque. One Cairo taxi driver says his passengers have been complaining all week about the government's position concerning the Gaza area. He says the Egyptian government should do more to help the Palestinian struggle. All the Islamic countries united, they would achieve something. Palestinians should be Palestinians, not Hamas Palestinians or Fatah Palestinians. With Israel still continuing airstrikes into Gaza and Hamas sending rockets into Israel, the tension in Egypt isn't likely to simmer down anytime soon. In Cairo, Jessica Devereaux.